Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
All right, we're back. 866-821-8255. Interesting, fun computer. Not, I don't think, very practical for most of us. But there's a market out for this kind of thing. And this computer reminds me of the dynamic that I run across every once in a while, where I'll talk to somebody and they'll say, "Look, we want some guidance from you on what computer we should buy. We want to buy the best computer we can possibly buy." And I just kind of look at them and say, "Well, how many millions did you want to spend?" Right. "Well, no. Wait a minute. That's what you said. What is it that you actually want to do? You know, what is it that you actually want to buy? Because you can spend, you literally can spend as much money as you want to spend. There's no limit. You think you've reached the limit, you just add another core. You reached the limit, you just add RAM. You know, there's no limit." And of course, when we're talking about, you know, really big computers, they're essentially, you know, the supercomputers are now essentially just sort of networked processing modules. You know, each computer could be a computer in and of itself, and it, you know, there's 2,000 of them. You know, that they coordinate processing projects. So, you know, it gets silly. You know, it can be really silly. But what I usually do is say, "Look, you know, if you really want to get, I know what you mean. You want like a Windows PC that's, you know, among the most powerful that you can get." And I said, "If you're really serious about that, it's going to cost you between $10,000 and $25,000. Again, you can literally spend as much money as you want." "Well, that's not what I mean." "Well, okay, well, what do you mean?" "Well, here's a computer that kind of fits somebody that's saying, I want to buy the best computer I can possibly buy. Money's no object." Obviously, money's always an object unless you're with the federal government. Falcon Northwest has a very interesting little console-sized computer, 18 cores. Essentially 18 processors. You know, you've heard dual core, quad core, 8 core. Well, this has 18, so it gives you some perspective on the performance potential. It's called the Tiki. 18 core Xeon E5 2699 V3 CPU. It's a 4-inch wide case, so you know, think about like a, you know, an Xbox, or, yeah, one of those little old small form factor Dells or HPs you used to get. It is hyper-threaded, that processor. you go to Task Manager in Windows and you look at the thread count, and it's got 18 cores and they're hyper-threaded, so you got 36 threads. Also has NVIDIA's GeForce GTX Titan X. Now, that video subsystem itself is, you know, probably, I don't want to be silly, but probably a couple of grand, maybe less. You can play almost any game out today at 4K resolution. Of course, you'll have to get a G-Sync LCD panel to do that. 12 gigs of RAM. A GPU core with 3,072 shader units. And it's rather interesting. The design of this unit reminds me of a Harley that we were just looking at. kind of a metallic orange. Uh, They continue with the top-end, really high-end componentry they're using for hard drives, for storage, Intel's 750 series NVMe SSDs, 6-terabyte hard drive, Blu-ray burner. It's 4 inches wide, 13.25 inches tall, and 13 inches deep. And what's amazing about that is how they're able to cool that, how they're able to power it. Because when you've got that kind of power, you have to have a big power supply. You got to have a big power supply. And if you got a big power supply and you got all that power, you got to have, there's a lot of heat. And you got to have cooling to deal with that heat. And they've done an incredible job. If you look at the inside of this thing, it's really incredible. It looks, if you were to just look at, look at this thing. If you were to look at it, you'd say there's no way that could be a high-end machine. It looks like one of those production, business, small form factor PCs that you see don't have a lot of RAM, don't have a lot of expansion ports, don't have, but you don't need expansion ports. Incredible, incredible performance. Requires 4 pieces of RAM because it uses the X99 chipset. It's a quad-channel memory controller, so it means you need 4 pieces of RAM to utilize it. Incredibly high-performance machine, about $9,200.
What was the model on that one?
Tiki.
Like the Polynesian Tiki?
T-I-K-I. Yep. Falcon Northwest Tiki. 32 gigs of ECC RAM. They just certified, Falcon did, 64 gig ECC modules. It's interesting because of the 18-core Xeon, it's a much larger, which makes sense, than the 8-core i7. So it's an unusual physical configuration, and even more challenging than an i7 8-core would be. 18-core Xeon 2699 V3, base clock frequency of 2.6, turbo clock speed of 3.6 gigahertz, that is. Going to be interesting to see how this does in terms of longevity. They do use a Asetek closed-loop liquid cooler. So the system is actually, got a radiator system and a cooler system similar to your car. It's liquid. Essentially, you could correlate a Haswell. If you had an 8-core i7 Haswell computer, you could arithmetically predict the speed of this Falcon Northwest Tiki simply by multiplying by the number of cores. Make sure your clock speeds are comparable, and then you can roughly, pretty accurately, figure out what kind of speed you can expect just by multiplying the number of cores. Instead of 8, you've got 18. So what is that? 2.2, something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, why would you need an 18-core CPU? Obviously, quad-core is plenty for most people. In fact, the reality is a really good-performing dual-core, like an i3 or an i5 can do pretty well, or an i3 can do pretty well. But why would you need an 18-core hyper-threading CPU processor? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. Some of you may fall into this category. Not many. First, you got to need it. Second, you got to pay for it. Big challenge. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk and your calls right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.